And I do believe the musical accompaniment is
ready.
Let's play the jingle, and maybe I could turn it up louder, because it's the Friday morning mailbag. The accumulations of your communications throughout the week via the texts and the tweets and the DMs and the TikToks and the Facebooks and the emails and the prison letters occasionally. Actual correspondence from actual home viewers just like you. You can always email us directly or just stop by the studio and just stare at us through the window. That works too. We used to like to check, and then we stopped, and then look at it. A Hank FM newsletter.
Uh-huh.
I got one. And I got it 3 times last week.
Whoa!
Yep. We got a Hank FM newsletter, and it has all the info on the Hood County Home and Garden Expo for tomorrow.
My goodness.
It also gives us a plug there for the KB and Heather Lee Everyday Replay, where you can hear pretty much the entire show.
You must be extra special. Online. Because I just got mine forwarded from Mark Phillips.
Ah. The Kid Rock hanging out in Fort Worth with Mark Phillips, too, made it on there. So the newsletter lives and returns.
Look at you go, newsletter.
We just counted it out, man.
So from HRSolutions.com, I got a little performance 101. A step-by-step guide on how to have difficult conversations. No mention of a haboo, but whatever.
Yeah.
817, having a bit of advice off the text lines. Shave those nose hairs. I don't know who that is directed at, but I'm feeling some kind of way.
I saw that text. Oddly, that was during Aaron's show, so I don't think
she's clear on that department. Yeah.
I did get this piece of spam that could help with that. It just was titled, "Want to look like Timothy Chalamet? That'll be $320, please."
And that's it?
I mean, I know it's not part of the Dave Ramsey financial method, but I thought about it for a minute.
I can imagine. He's a good-looking guy. Mark Phillips. You know, he's so talented on many fronts.
He's incredibly talented. So talented.
Yeah. You know, he can run. He has his clothes pressed every single day. And he gives a little glimpse about what he does behind the scenes.
I ask Mark Phillips, what do I do when I'm on the radio and the songs are playing? Now you know how I pass the time.
He gave a juggling lesson.
Have
right
a great
there.
Day.
You too, Mark.
On the internet.
Yeah, he's quite
fantastic.
The juggler. He is.
Yeah, I can't master that. No, it's not my thing.
Juggles a ton of things around here every day, I'll tell you that.
Now you know how I pass the time.
Yeah. You don't want to know how we do. Speaking of, from upper management, they let us know the everyday replay.
Yeah.
Well, the early indications early in the week that statistics had it as the number one most read post on the Hank website, 921HankFM.com. That is where you can go, and if you miss any part of the show, we basically just post the whole show from that day up there. Like from yesterday.
This is going to be there in the future.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right. Hi, future us.
Hello.
And listeners.
You look so pretty.
We're talking to you from the past. Turns out, though, we were not number one. It was number two most popular.
Dang
number
it.
Two.
Turns out the Alito Coaches Show podcast is kicking our butt. Thanks, Kevin Longquist.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, you're no Kevin, but who is?
Now you know.
Yeah. Now we know. Best breakup song in country music. We asked the question on Facebook. Some interesting answers. Dan says Kiss This. Roy Clark, Thank God and Greyhound You're Gone. And my personal favorite, Take This Job and Shove It. I don't know if that's like a love affair. Yeah, you know,
it's a good Friday song, though.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Harry and Joshua says, I can't can't wait to see the haboob today.
It is known as a haboob.
An actual meteorological term. It's probably going to happen today. So hold on to them.
See, you may hate the flute or whistle or whatever you want to call it, KB. Mm. But Bobo from Idaho says, thank you for your flute, Heather. He appreciates my gift and sharing it with the world. Cowboy Mike, however, he doesn't think that I'll be getting an email from the Stockyards upper management about my impending performance tomorrow at the Stockyards Irish Parade. I'm going to show those guys how it's done.
But you're right next to the bagpipes. And while we are on Haboob Watch 2025, it continues. There's starting to be more questions about my mom posting earlier this morning the story about when I was little, they did tie me to a tree.
Yeah, what did you do?
It's only a 4-hour show, Heather.
And
we're on Haboob Watch, so we got to put
priorities.
We'll
got
get
things.
To it at some point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gosh. Michigan chiming in on the text lines saying, tip the kids that load your feed.
Okay.
Apparently this is an issue in Michigan and they want to share that. Laura on the road, very jealous of your civic duty last Monday, KB. She says she's always wanted to be on some sort of jury duty or at least get a summons. Nothing so far. I'm sorry, Laura.
Yeah.
I mean, you could just show up like he did.
And then
he was dismissed.
Cast aside like you were trash. This comes from Dave, says, you know, I got to thinking about how you stuck Howie, my bunny, in the sink a couple of weeks ago. That must have been a real hair-raising experience.
Boom!
Either that, or it was one heck of a hair claw. I'll show myself out. Well done there.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
He's appearing all weekend at Hyenas.
I like that.
Dave, right there. Open invitation to join the writing staff, by the way, Dave. There was a bit of spam going around on Facebook. In fact, Cynthia Smith posted, did this get canceled? And then showed a screen grab of our Hood County Home and Garden Expo saying it was canceled. No.
What?
No. And somebody from our social media said, no, our event's still very much going on.
Yeah.
The Granbury Conference Center.
Stop
this
us.
Was spam and scammers. Come on, guys. Hope it's not the same people. It says I could look like Timothy Chalamet.
It's $320.
James says, good morning from Millsap. Doris ponders, I wonder if confetti eggs and the prices have gone up too. Doris, interesting you bring this up. I went into Walmart. This was last weekend. Walmart, right there past the front, you know, where it beeps at you for no reason. And then the guy says, you're fine.
Don't worry about it.
I guess that
helps
with theft.
He's got a vest on. Yeah.
Well, right there, pallet, stacked, Costco style, big, right there at the door, said eggs, and they were in the egg cartons, $1.29. I'm like, I'm going to buy all of these and then sell them on the internet.
Yeah.
I'm going to retire, Dave Ramsey style. No, they were the confetti eggs.
Oh.
And the good spamming us right there.
Oh, yeah.
Amy Carol Alverson, she was... Earlier this week, the social media post of the day, and her friend Leanna tagged her, said, Hank FM just announced you got social media post of the day, and that they love you.
We do.
It was the post about leaving your hair alone no matter what you're going through. Amy says, ha, I love it, and I love 92.1 Hank FM.
We love you. Don't cut your own hair, and you don't really need a box dye either.
And then, finally... We want to thank you for your cards, your letters, your overall concern throughout the latter half of this week since the moment we play to Do What We Say Wednesday. And our winners, it was Gordon and Cleburne. They're at the bingo hall with his lovely wife, Shannon. And as we were directing Gordon to go through and do various things to win PBR passes, like you will coming up here with Friday Morning Fake News, we got to know briefly, but really, I think we got to know more than we ever bargained for about the head boss there.
Mm-hmm.
The top
upper management.
Manager.
Uh-huh.
Steve.
Steve, are you okay?
Steve was in the bathroom at the time.
Poor Steve.
Gordon's job was to check on Steve.
Steve, are you okay?
And if he did that and a bunch of other silly stuff we made him do, he won tickets. And he did. Shannon emails us. Subject line, bingo. Please let KB and Heather Lee know that Steve from Cleburne Bingo is just fine.
Thank
LOL,
God.
He survived Gordy's bathroom fiasco.
Steve, are you okay?
He's doing great! Thank you, Steve! And thank you. Friday Morning Fake News coming up next on Hank FM.
Waking up to real country mornings with KB and Heather Lee.